Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 17 kill. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. We update it every day just for you. It's all free. And we hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. And Debbie Meyer is our guest. She's contributed many, many ideas and thoughts and pieces of wisdom that will help you. If you go find her suite on our website and learn some of the things that she has taught us. And smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, too, by the way. Debbie, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please.
Sure. DebbieMeyer.com. Debbie with an I-E and Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R.com.
They can find all the... They can find your cake taker there, can't they? Your cake taker.
Everything, all of my products are there. You can see my products there. But
my wife loves the green bags, but I, of course, I migrate to the cake. The cake cutter and the pie cutter. Those are the two things.
I know. You're a man after those sweets.
Absolutely. Hey, Debbie, you recently spoke at a diversity conference at Harvard University. And you were one of the things you were talking about, as we mentioned in the earlier segment, about the you were talking about the STEM curricula, science, technology, engineering, math. And the issues that we have in America of our children not being taught those, not being encouraged to go into those fields, but in this segment we want to isolate that aspect, that issue, for young girls, and I would like for you to make your position known on why you think that's the case, that young girls are not moving in the direction of the STEM curriculum.
Well, you know, I think this is partially cultural, and it goes back to even when I was in school, girls were not encouraged in any of the math or science areas whatsoever. And I'll give you an actual demographic right now of the percentage of students entering any field of study after high school that is a primarily STEM study field. Men are at 33%, women are at 14%. 14%. So that means that girls are not even being encouraged to further their studies, even if they get just the core curricula. And frankly, the core curriculas are too short. You know, if you only need one semester of math or science,
or biology,
what is that going to do with you? Or biology or something? What is that going to do for you, honestly? And when you think about it, here I am now with a company. If I didn't have a core understanding of the STEM classes, which I took, and I took many of them later, in fact, I don't think education's an end game. You know, education continues, and the need for it grows over time. And every one of my products requires an understanding of science, technology, and math, and in some cases engineering, because they are physical products.
You couldn't have been a successful inventor or entrepreneur without the STEM background that you have. But here's the question. Now, you said something
just now. And math in particular. Why was I kept out of math? Why was I not encouraged to do well?
Now, here's the thing. This is where I'm going to get into trouble. I know. But I'm not trying to do anything but have the debate on this issue, okay? Because remember, I have a daughter,
I encourage you.
My daughter is in medicine. My daughter is a medical professional. Yeah. So it's not like I didn't encourage her. I clearly encouraged her. But here's the thing. You said girls are not encouraged. So my question to you is, are boys encouraged, or do boys just gravitate to those things by a 50% higher level, as you gave the statistics, than girls are? Here's a question for you. Do you think that if you didn't encourage either one of them to do any particular thing, that girls would gravitate to the STEM curriculum as much as boys?
Yes, I do believe that. Because let me back up again. I said I thought a lot of this was cultural. Let's go back to the time when I was in school. girls were actually not even all that much encouraged to go to college. I mean, you know, girls were encouraged to get married. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, that's a long-standing old thing. Well, girls are not going to use this in their lives or in their, you know, later lives or careers. They're going to get married. So what difference, you know?
I believe that's why they were pushed. I believe that was the case a while back, but do you think that's still the case?
You know, it's clearly not the only case for it, but I just don't know. I honestly don't know, and there's actually a very large group. There's one group called the STEM Connector that's actually trying to put together the pieces and understand why people, and particularly females, are not being encouraged and not going into. You know that when women actually go into STEM fields of study, they finish more. They're more likely to finish and graduate
in a STEM field of study than a man.
There's some real disconnect there about why girls are not pushed.
I think, Debbie, that all things being equal, there will never be as many girls focusing on the STEM curricula as there are boys. But I do think that girls have been held back, as you said, and have not been encouraged to the same level as boys. So I think we're chasing something that's artificial if we expect to get the numbers of males involved in STEM as the number of females involved in STEM. To me, I don't think that should be our goal. Our goal should be to make sure that every girl
Everyone, you agree with me about
the parity thing?
I absolutely agree with you. I am not one to say everything must be equal in everything. I'm not there.
My thing is it must be available.
Mm-hmm. It's artificial and it's not a real measure.
Hold on to that thought, Deb. We got one more segment. I'll let you finish after this. Quick break. Tintail, stay with us, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.